Welcome to Solo Sailing with Trevor White, and today we're going to do a tech talk, talking about and discussing how to pick up a mooring as a solo sailor, also how to do it as a shorthanded sailor, and the reasons why this technique is worth considering. So I've been sailing for a number of years, and like everybody else, started out just learning as you're doing, and one of the problems I had was picking up moorings. It's very difficult to pick up a mooring as a solo sailor or shorthanded sailor. You'd walk to you come into a mooring field, you drop your sails, you get the motor on, you motor up to a mooring, you know, and you try to come from downwind, you do all the right things, made sense. And then you'd select neutral as you come up to the mooring, you'd move forward to the bow, come out your boat hook, and you'd lean over to pick up the mooring, and hopefully you were close enough. You'd maybe snag the mooring, maybe not, depending on the wind and how your boat drifted. If you got the mooring, then you would try and haul it up, get it through under the rails and clip it onto a cleat, all in those few seconds that you have without the boat getting pushed away from the mooring, without the wave actions pushing it away. And, you know, often it might take several times to do this as a solo sailor. And then there's considerations when you're shorthanded sailing or sailing with your beloved. So I'm sure most sailors have gone out sailing with a girlfriend or wife, you know, guests. So you're coming into a mooring field, you're doing all the same thing, you've talked through the process of doing it, and it's a pretty straightforward process by all accounts. And then, you know, you've got your girlfriend up on the bow, you're in the cockpit, you're motoring in, you're explaining things, and then the wind is actually coming from the mooring to the cockpit. So your girlfriend's voice carries quite well to you, but your voice doesn't carry that well to them. And if you're on a 40-foot boat, 50-foot boat, you know, you're now screaming or talking very loud towards your girlfriend, giving them instructions, which I haven't met a girlfriend that likes being told anything. So they've got the boat hook, you've slowed the boat down, you go righto, they're giving directions, you've gone neutral, they're still giving directions, then they're leaning over the side with the boat hook, they've got the mooring, it's all going well, and then they find that mooring is really bloody heavy, and they're trying to haul it up. And you know, some of these girlfriends, like I've had myself, 45 kilos ring and wet, and they're hauling on that boat hook, and the boat is drifting away. You can't quite see what the mooring's doing. You've got two choices. You run up there, or you just stay in the cockpit and try and maneuver the boat a little bit more. And in, you know, one situation, girlfriend, you know, couldn't drag it in, lost the boat hook. So boat hook didn't float, it sunk out. So all right, I'm down one boat hook. And I was at Rottnest at the time, over in Western Australia. Okay, let's go around. We've got another boat hook. No big deal. Boat hooks are cheap. You know, talk through it again. You know, come up to the mooring again. Slow right down. Got the boat hook. Lean over the side. Girlfriend super determined to get the mooring this time. The wind's picked up a little bit more. There's a bit more wave action. Gets hold of the mooring. Knows it's going to be a bit heavier. Hauls on the mooring. Gets a mooring over the side of the boat, under the rail, towards the cleat. And now this time, doesn't lose the boat hook, but gets a hand jammed under the rope between the mooring. I'm racing forward with the screams, trying to get the hand out of the situation where it's between the mooring and the cleat before the full weight of the boat comes onto the rope. And, you know, so now I've got a pissed off girlfriend who's got an injury. You know, the boat is secure, yes. Day has just turned to shit. And we've all been there. It happens. It happens more regularly than a lot of people want to admit. So, yeah, the girlfriend storms off. She's downstairs. She's pissed off with me. I'm pissed off with the situation. I'm just sitting upstairs. There's no point going down trying to talk, you know, like, give it at least half an hour. And I'm sitting there, you know, on the top of the boat, you know, just looking at life, catching my breath, thinking how wonderful everything is. And then this old guy, you know, he sails in into the mooring field. It's a small 35-foot timber boat, you know, quite pretty. Sails down, comes around, you know, up into the wind, drops his sails, mains furled, fills the head sail, engine's on. At this stage, he's already downwind of the mooring that he's selected, just motors up gracefully, and I'm watching him going, oh, this should be interesting. You know, the wind's got worse, and he goes straight past the mooring, but, you know, he slowed right down, of course. I go, all right, so he missed it, or what's the situation here? But, you know, he motors slowly past it, leans over the side with a boat hook, picks up the mooring, puts the boat hook down, walks the mooring straight forward to the bow, clips it on, goes downstairs. Well, you know, before he does that, he gives me a wave and then heads downstairs for a coffee or a beer. And I'm sitting there on the top of the boat going, you such and such. You're like, I didn't know whether to be happy or pissed off. But in that moment, I had this hallelujah moment where I just watched this old guy who made it look like it was something he did every day. And for all I know, it could be something he did every day. But he was slick, graceful, and there were no dramas. So then I thought, well, I'm going to make that technique work for myself. So often I went out solo sailing, or I'd go over to Roddo by myself, just cruise over there for the day. And it was always difficult, trying to pick up a mooring by yourself. Or if you went over with a girlfriend, you didn't want that situation to happen again, or friends. So I devised this technique, and it's pretty simple. It's basically what the older chap did, but used a piece of rope as well to make it easier for myself in heavier conditions. So sometimes when the wind's blowing and you grab hold of that mooring and the boat doesn't go exactly where you want it to go, or you've got 12, 20 tons hauling away from the mooring, you're trying to get that rope to the bow and clip it on, but you've still got 20 tons of boat and it's rolling up and down. It can be quite difficult. This guy had quite a light boat. I've got 12, 14 ton boat. It's not the smallest boat in the world, so the technique I developed, and I developed this for my last yacht, which was a Choy Lee, about a 39 footer, was I got a piece of rope twice the length of the boat. I then put a loop in the end of it. I spliced a loop in, but you can put a loop in with a figure of eight knot or a bowline, so long as the loop is secure and it's not going to come out. Then you need a carabiner, either a stainless steel carabiner or an aluminium carabiner. Stainless steel won't corrode, aluminium will corrode in salt air if you leave it out in the air. And what you do is you run the rope from the side of your cockpit up the side of your boat, over your bow roller or bowsprit, wherever you, or even through a fairlead, down the boat to your winch, one of your sheep winches. It's typically the side that you're working on, so everything's on one side. It's nice and easy. So my boat currently kicks to port as soon as I put in reverse. So it's an advantage for me if the mooring's on port side. My boat just gets kicked into it. And I know that. And a lot of boats are the same. As soon as you put it in reverse, they'll kick left or right, port or starboard. It's just the way the boat is manufactured. Some of the newer boats, sail drives, it's less prevalent. But older boats, certainly something you need to factor in. But anyway, moving right along, this is a four-step process. It is very, very easy and straightforward if you follow it in simple steps. So I'm going to talk through it. And I think anybody can follow that. I think anybody can benefit from this technique as well. Just to make your life a little bit simpler and reduce the chances of your wife or girlfriend getting injured, reduce the chances of dropping the mooring or dropping a boat hook. It just improves your quality of life. So step one, come into a mooring field, secure your sails, all those things, turn on the engine, get downwind of a mooring, and then slowly motor towards the wind, towards the mooring. So the wind should be right on your bow. No real different to pick up a mooring. And you slowly motor up towards it. Step two, as the mooring comes up to your bow, select port or starboard, whichever side you prefer working on. I prefer working on the port side. It just is more convenient for me. So I get the mooring to run down my port side. Once it gets to about midships, I go neutral. I then give the boat a kick of reverse, because the mooring will now be just at the side of the cockpit. I then go neutral again. I lean over the side of the boat with the boat hook. I pick up the mooring. This is a step three, sorry. Lean over the side of the boat with the boat hook, pick up the mooring and clip on the carabiner. I put the boat hook down. Step four, I get the running end of the rope, which is wrapped around my winch, and I quickly pull in on it, take up the slack, so there's no slack in the water that can catch on my prop or around a rudder. And as the boat is just gently drifting away from the mooring, I'm just taking in the rope until the rope is now taut and the full weight of my boat is on that rope. And generally the mooring rope will be at the bow or at the bow roller. So it depends how you want to configure it. So once I've got there, I secure the line on my winch. I move forward and I secure the mooring to my boat. Depends on the mooring or depending on how you do it. I typically run a line from a cleat on one side out through a fairlead through the mooring rope and secure that with a stainless steel clip, and then I run it to the other side and secure the other cleat. So the mooring is hanging off the center line of my boat, and I find that it works, rides better on my particular boat. Some people bring it up and over the bow roller and secure it on a Samson post. Depends on your own situation, depends on the length of the rope on the actual mooring as well. If it's too long, you need to bring it on board and just secure it to the Samson post or to a cleat. And that's how I do it. I then take that rope that I used to pick up the mooring, I fill it up, and I put it back in locker because I only have it out for that or if I need a spare rope for something else. So that's my technique. It works generally first time every time I practice it. And that's something I would mention for most sailors is you need to practice this technique to make it work for you. A lot of sailors go out there, they don't practice it. They don't practice with their wife or girlfriend or guests or even new crew. They just expect people to know. But you know, I used to work in the military, and one of the things we did was we'd talk through something we were going to do, get a demonstration of it, and then we'd go and practice it with your partner, talk through it, and then you go and practice it, you know, talk about what worked, what didn't work, and practice it again until it works perfectly for you and everybody understands what's going to happen. And if you're just a solo sailor, then I would say go to a mooring field where there's not too many boats around and just practice picking up a mooring. You need to do it two or three times. Once you've done it, you'll understand. But once you've got your boat worked out and work out whether it's going to kick to port or starboard when you select reverse, it'll make it easy for you to pick up a mooring at the side of your cockpit versus at the bow, where you know some boats can be quite a long ways out of the water with a lot of freeboard. The other ones are catamarans. So some catamarans are really high out of the water, framed with a katana. You know, it's a long way out of the water, especially leaning over the side of the boat. So for him, he could just do the same technique, walk down the sugar scoop on the cat and just pick up a mooring right at the rear of the boat. So he could just reverse basically into that mooring and pick it up and then clip it on a rope and then just pull the line in and be at the bow. And it was a very, very simple process because leaning over the bow to get a line and then bringing it all in, it wasn't always simple. You know, obviously with a cat, you've got different lines that you've got rigged at the boat depending on what type of setup you have. Again, it just makes it easy for your crew, makes it easy on yourself if you're solo. And that's what this is all about. This is why I also use the rope around the winch and not just walk it up the boat. Because if you're just walking it up, and it's fine if you're a strong dude, you can do it most situations. Some days where the wind's up and the tides or currents are running, you will find it very difficult. And you may even lose the rope because you just have to let it go. Whereas this technique, you clip the rope onto the mooring and it's around a winch. Your rope that you're using is rated to 3 ton. Like it'll hold a great deal, and it'll be more than strong enough to secure your mooring line initially, until you then secure it to a cleat. So that's my technique that I've been using for about 20 plus years now. Occasionally, I still forget, and I go and try and do it the old way, and I look at myself in the mirror and go, "Yeah, you dick," and I go back to the technique that I developed. Works for me. I have passed this on to everybody I meet who wants to do mooring in a more simplified manner. So I hope it works for you. If you've got any tips, send me an email. I'm always interested in finding a technique which is even easier again. I think sailing should be easy, it should be fun, and it shouldn't be hard work. We should be able to just pick up a mooring and go down and have a beer. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you out there. Safe sailing. Thank you.